Joining me now, Brandon Lee Gouten, BleedingGreenNation.com, as we talk Eagles. Critical game for the Birds on Sunday as they host the Houston Texans. And before we look ahead, let's look back. Sunday night, Eagles, just an outstanding performance as they win in L.A. over the Rams 30-23. Obviously, a lot of talk, and rightfully so, about the job Nick Foles did stepping in. But you had Alshon Jeffery, Wendell Smallwood, several players on defense. This really was a game where all precincts were reporting, wasn't it?
It really was a complete team effort. I think that phrase can get overused at times, but it truly was an Eagles win over the Rams. I mean, Nick Foles came in. He did his job. He played well. As you said, Alshon Jeffery made some plays on the ball. You look at Wendell Smallwood kind of having a huge night out of nowhere after he had really been phased out of the rotation entirely. He had one touch in the last three games. You look at under-the-radar guys like Haloti Ngata making plays. I mean, when you have all that going for you, it's your night at that point. And it was clearly the Eagles' night in Los Angeles. They had all the fans there. Things were going their way. It was very much unlike how the rest of this season has gone. And really, you know, a huge win at a time that puts the Eagles right back in this playoff race.
Mention Alshon Jeffery, and I don't think the day he had can be understated. Chunk plays down the field. I think he was 8 targets, 8 catches, averaged 20 yards a catch. How much of that do you think is chemistry with Foles, and how much of it you just think is the Rams worked really hard to take Zach Ertz away so he was number two on the pecking order?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, when you look at the target distributions, they're really not all that different when Carson Wentz was in there. So I don't think it's as simple as, oh, Nick Foles is just throwing to Alshon Jeffery a lot more than Carson was, because the numbers don't really back that up. I think the biggest thing was that Nick Foles was taking some shots down the field to Alshon Jeffery, which we haven't seen enough of, especially recently. I mean, when Alshon Jeffery first came back earlier this season, the Eagles were really getting him involved, and that was great to see. Then kind of recently, he's kind of just a little bit disappeared more from the offense, which isn't so good. And the fact that Nick Foles was able to throw some trust throws to him, and, you know, kind of just put that ball up there and trust Alshon Jeffery to make the play on it. I mean, that's why you signed Alshon Jeffery. He's not a guy who's going to create separation all the time. He's a guy who is going to be able to get up there and fight for those 50-50 balls. You just have to give him a chance. And Nick Foles is doing a good job of that on Sunday. And I think that's going to be really important for this team moving forward. They're going to need to generate some big plays to move the offense down the field, and I think getting Alshon Jeffery more involved is definitely the way to do it.
Avante Maddox returned. I think he played every snap on defense, had the big interception, made a ton of plays. Could you have imagined when they drafted him, it was either the third or fourth round, that this kid in his first year would become such a linchpin in the secondary?
Honestly, I don't think you really can. I don't think anyone reasonably could have expected that. I mean, I remember watching Avante Maddox back in spring practices and training camp, and he kind of just looked lost at times. Not that he wasn't physically talented enough. I think you were able to see that. It's just mentally, I think he was kind of behind. And that's only natural, because at Pittsburgh, Avante Maddox really only played outside cornerback. He didn't play in the slot so much, and the Eagles were trying to move him in there and have him learn that nickel position. And all of a sudden, something changed over the course of the summer where you could just see he was really picking up this playbook, and he just so quickly adjusted to the NFL. And it's really crazy. I don't think we probably give enough credit to the fact that this guy, he comes in as a rookie. The Eagles need to put him back at safety, a position he had literally never played before at all in his entire football career, not even at high school. And he goes back there. He does a good job. You have to move him into the slot corner at times. He does a good job there. Now, you put him at outside corner, and really his first start there all season, and he plays at a very high level, and really right now kind of playing like the Eagles' best corner. So that's pretty crazy, and I think you have to give him a lot of credit for really stepping up and being able to be in the position that he is.
Do you think he will settle in at one position, a big picture, or do you think he will kind of continue to be the Swiss Army knife of the secondary?
It's a really good question, and certainly a good problem to have. I think with his versatility, I think maybe, you know, if you like certain matchups, why not move him around? If he's going to be, you feel like he's going to be more useful somewhere else, then do it. I think if you're trying to fit him in at one position, then maybe it is corner on the outside there, because that's probably, you know, the most valuable position out of those spots. And the Eagles have some guys possibly coming back. I mean, you know, still Malcolm Jenkins, Ronnie McLeod could be back next season. So I think the outlook at corner is a little less certain, and I think maybe you put him in there. And if he continues to play like he has, I don't really know why you would need to take him out.
So let's talk about the Texans, 10-4. I think they clinched the South with a win. They have Deshaun Watson, who's just magnificent, fun to watch, takes care of the football. Lamar Miller was having a great season, got hurt last week against the Jets. It sounds like he's going to play, but probably won't be 100%. DeAndre Hopkins, great talent at the skill positions, but they struggle to protect. What is your take on the Eagles' defense versus the Texans' offense?
Yeah, this seems like a big mismatch in the Eagles' favor, on paper at least. Deshaun Watson is getting sacked more than any other quarterback in the league this year, and I think the Texans' offensive line is obviously a huge part of that, and their offensive tackles specifically are not very good, and I think that's where that huge mismatch comes in. You mean, the Eagles' strength of this defense, one of the biggest strengths on the team, really, is that defensive line. It is Brandon Graham and Michael Bennett, who's having a fantastic season, and Chris Long being able to generate pressure along with Fletcher Cox. And I think that's just where the Eagles are going to be able to attack this Texans offense and kind of make life harder on Deshaun Watson, and hopefully, for their sake, not give him that time to throw to DeAndre Hopkins, who can make some big plays on this Eagles secondary. So as it often does, it comes down to the Eagles defensive line really making some big plays and coming up big. We saw them do that against the Rams. They're going to have to do it again this week to beat the Texans.
Other side of the football, the Texans' defense, obviously a lot of money, a lot of high draft picks up along the defensive line. How do you think Nick Foles and the Eagles will be able to attack that defense?
It's going to be tough because you look at that defense, as you said, they're a really good unit. They are allowing the fewest yards per carry in the NFL. So for an Eagles offense that's really tried to stay balanced here and get the running game going in recent weeks, and to their credit, they've been able to do that. I think the offensive line has done a great job of blocking people open. It's going to be a tough challenge here because I don't know if the Eagles really are going to be able to run the ball so effectively. So that puts a lot more pressure on Nick Foles to perform. And when it comes to Nick Foles, you almost never know what to expect. I mean, he can turn in a great game like we've seen many times before, but there's also the possibility he could struggle. We've also seen that as well. So you almost never know what to expect with him, but it seems like the pressure is going to be on his shoulders this week, with it looking like the Eagles aren't going to necessarily be able to run the ball so easily.
We were having this discussion in the newsroom, and I didn't have an answer, and no one did. Is there a person in professional sports, not just the NFL, you could equate to the Nick Foles resume, who has the notches on the belt that he has, but really does it constantly as a backup and has never really been the guy? I can't think of anyone that's had a similar ride.
Me neither. I think it's a truly unique career. That's part of what makes Nick Foles so interesting in that respect. It's really hard to believe that, you know, this guy who had come off the bench multiple times and has had a lot of success, and he's also had some real lows too, and he almost retired at one point. So it's really crazy to think he's had the career that he's had. I don't think we've ever seen anything like it, and we may never see anything like it again. So you kind of just have to cherish it while it's here.